Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
And welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. My co-host in residency, Meredith Haggerty, is here for her final episode with me. Hi, Mare.
Hi. I'm so sad.
I'm not saying bye, Mare, because
we have a whole episode to do.
Well, yeah, that, yeah. And also because, you know, I see you, IRL.
It's true.
Yeah, Meredith is my friend, IRL. I do see her. But
we didn't create this chemistry just for the show. That would be amazing. That would be amazing. We had like never met before. Yeah. And it was just like, hi, it's nice to meet you. I'm here to talk about, you know, I'm not going to say my nipples, but I think we all know that's what I'm.
We're here to talk about nipples today. Yeah. All right, so you guys, this is the final episode of Broadcast. It's Meredith's final episode as the co-host in residency. This has been wonderful. I am really like pretty heartbroken to see you go.
I know.
I'm gonna make you come back though.
Yeah. I can be a guest. I still live. I won't die after this episode.
Yeah,
well,
no.
I mean, I will die someday after this episode, but not, you know, immediately.
Please don't, because I hope can't. Not. Like, I just cursed
it so much. Yeah.
I'm at the point where I'm like, God may be giving me more than I can handle right now. So don't tip the balance by dying.
You know what? For you, I won't.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. Welcome. No, I want to have you come back as a co-host. I'm thinking probably around the holiday time when I completely melt down. will be a good thing. As I said, you guys, today is the final episode of Broadcast. We are going to be talking about strapless bras.
Why?
And why? The worst. Well, I've got some help, though, for how frustrating they are around fit. And obviously around care and keeping and cleaning and all of that good stuff. And then we are also going to talk, we're definitely going to talk about nipples today because we are going to be talking about nipple covers.
Oh, yeah.
And sticky bras. And I promised Meredith that I am going to this week it's my turn to overshare about my nipples because I actually do have something that's like, it's not embarrassing, but like, I for sure always notice it, and I'm going to talk about it in the second segment. So
this tease is amazing. Yeah, I know. What a trailer for later on.
We also have like some pretty cool reader tips that I got that I want to share. I'm going to share at the top of the episode. Before we get into it, I want to remind you guys that I offer bonus episodes and all sorts of other cool rewards to my premium subscribers for just $2 a month. You guys, $2.
$2.
I love my $2. you can help to underwrite my show, and you can more importantly listen to Chip Chat, the podcast that is sweeping the nation. I have so many chips in my chip stash that for the duration of September's laundry school, the bonus episodes, the chip chats that we do for those are just going to have to be grab bags because I have to eat through those chips. Like, I can't do a theme. I just have to like throw random chips at random people.
I will say this, I think it was this past Saturday, which is way after we did the ranch episode, I ate two different kinds of ranch chips alone in my apartment that were left over from the ranch episode.
So
the Bugles
good.
and the Doritos. The and Bugles. I just sat there and ate them both. It was truly gross.
One of my friends who does not want to be named because she said it's like too embarrassing for words, got her hands on some churros Bugles.
Oh, man.
And I was like, ain't no shame in that Bugle.
No, that sounds great.
She felt a little embarrassed by them. Anyway, if you guys want to listen to Chip Chat, which really is quite fun, or if you just want to say, hey, Jolie, thank you for being you and for being helpful and for being nice and producing a fun podcast that we like to listen to, you can become an Ask a Clean Person the Podcast patron. To do that, go to patreon.com/askacleanperson and help support my show. Thank you. Appreciate it. All right. So before we get into our questions today, I want to share a reader tip that I got from Fred. Who also is, you'll understand in a second why. Yeah. First of all, I'm thrilled that the Bra Bros are indeed listening to Broadcast.
Yeah.
I hope you guys have been enjoying. I think these episodes have been crazy fun, even if like the advice isn't relevant to anyone's life. I think that they've been interesting and fun, and obviously you've been a complete delight. So aww. I hope people
and we've been talking
it.
About boobs all month. Yeah,
boobs all month. We've got to drill down into our nipples and the whole nine. anyway, Fred is a new patron, and he also sent this email. He said, "Hi, Jolie, longtime listener, first time emailer, and recent backer. A thought I had at 4 a.m. last night, in which passed the, quote, my girlfriend didn't burst out laughing hysterically when I told her about it test.
It's a good test.
It's a great test. In lieu of a wash bucket or a dishpan, a cooler. Ideally, one of those coolers with the little drain plug thing in the bottom. My thought was the cooler could go in the tub and bras or whatever else goes in for hand washing or the Jolie Care patented long soap, TM. I actually do not have a patent on that for the legal eagles out there. I do have a trademark on Ask a Clean Person, though. Then when the laundering is done, the items can get rinsed in the tub and the cooler can be drained and rinsed out. This has the bonus of cleaning the cooler, too. And honestly, when was the last time most people cleaned their cooler? Years, if ever, for mine. Since there's a lid, pets or kids can't jump in or drink the soap liquid, and if the hand washing needs to be moved, it's contained and won't spill. A decent-sized cooler would also fit a lot more stuff than a dishpan. Thanks for all the advice, and happy birthday." He sent this on my actual birthday. I thought it was genius. Yeah. I wrote that. I was like, that's genius.
That's a
Fred.
Really that's good. It's also like the tailgate version of washing your bras, which I love. Like,
I know.
It is truly a bra bro tip. Thank you, Fred. Yeah.
Like, I think we are going to have to anoint Fred as the chief bra bro.
King of the bra bros.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's a
King
really
of,
good.
King of Bra Bro Mountain.
Yeah.
Twin Peaks. Do you know that I've never been to a Hooters. So restaurants are like having their moment right now.
Titty time.
I've never been to a Hooters, but I have been to a Twin Peaks.
Wait, that's a restaurant?
There's a restaurant chain called Twin Peaks. It's mostly out in...
Is it like classier than Hooters? Because it sounds...
It's the same.
Is it David Lynch themed?
It's like mountaineering themed. So the girls wear, they have like little red and black check, like, you know, tie shirt, like, they're like lumberjack shirts, but half shirts that tie around the boobs.
Yeah,
and
like
then,
Daisy Duke.
And then they wear them with khaki short shorts, mountain shorts.
Like hiking. I get it, but also like tiny men's idea of what a woman should wear is so bad.
It's actually really cute. And the thing is, the chain is mostly west of the Mississippi. And the reason I've been there, I went when I was in Dallas. My cousin and I went on a lark. And the reason that I wanted to go was that, I guess now, because it's a restaurant. Yeah. And, you know, Jolie's a boob guy.
Yeah.
But because at the time, I think this was like 2 years ago now, there was a huge biker shootout at a Twin Peaks in Texas. And it was like two rival motorcycle, like literally in broad
They're
daylight.
Like, meet me at the Twin Peaks. Like,
it literally was at the Twin Peaks. It was crazy.
Oh, Twin Peaks and, high noon. Sorry.
And at the time, I think, I guess Sons of Anarchy must have already been over at the time. But I was like, it was shortly after Sons of Anarchy ended. So I was still very much in my like fetishizing of the motorcycle game. As one does.
Sure, yeah.
Anyway.
We've all been through that phase.
What has happened to this podcast
Twin
about
Peaks.
Cleaning?
Yeah.
Twin Peaks. Anyway, now you guys know that. okay, so listen. Fred, king of Twin Peaks, Bra Bro Mountain.
Yeah.
I love this. I have a quibble.
Oh.
However. I appreciate that you added in the bonus about cleaning the cooler because nobody cleans their coolers. I do live in the real world. I know you guys aren't cleaning your coolers. You should be. At some point, we'll talk about that. Please don't wash your bras in a dirty cooler.
Yeah.
No, okay. Clean like it first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
First clean the cooler, then clean the bras.
Yeah, exactly.
Just like a bra covered in old beer and like nacho
leaves,
cheese. Yeah. Leaves. Yeah. Dirt. Oh, I do. I want you to do like a whole tailgate episode.
I will do a whole tailgate. Actually, it's hard because September is laundry school, and that's when you would do football.
There's football for months.
I could do a tailgate episode in early October.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'll do that. Thank you. You want to come back for that one?
I mean, I feel like probably now you could have to. I have to, but also like maybe
why don't
there should
you come
be another
back with
guest.
David? Why don't you come back with our friend David? And we'll have an actual bro.
I will tell him.
Okay, good. Yeah. We'll make that happen.
Perfect.
Yeah, I hope you guys find this fascinating, this podcast planning that we're doing right now. We have a question.
Yes.
It's from Esmeralda, which longtime listeners know Esmeralda is my go-to fake name. It is not the person's real name because if I use the person's real name, the person is a person I know. If I used her real name, it's an unusual enough name, you would know who it was. So for her privacy.
Okay. Esmeralda asks, strapless bras, is there one that actually works? I wear a 30C and every strapless bra I've tried always slips down. It's like the rubber grip things stop working as soon as I'm a little sweaty. Think dancing at weddings. And I end up with a bra around my waist. I think the answer may be corset style strapless bras, but I don't know. Help.
Yes, I have help. I have help. So this one is much more about fit mm-hmm. than it is about cleaning. But I feel like since we're all here, you know, shimmying at each other mm-hmm. through this month.
Yes.
And I hope you guys found that episode that we did about fit helpful. I think this stuff is really interesting.
Yeah.
I also spent a lot of time researching it. So I'm like, it's all up in my brain. It wants to get out.
Yeah.
My brain wants to ooze out my
this
ears.
This is important stuff too. Cause I feel like the only time I wear a strapless bra, you're also usually dancing. You're like at
wedding.
A formal. Yeah.
Yeah.
Cause like, why? I'm not doing that day to day. Like,
no.
So you
I mean, I'm sure
sweaty.
Some people do wear strapless bras more regularly than we do. But like, I'm the same. I wear my strapless bra once a year for a wedding. Like that's kind of it. Okay, so here are a couple things about strapless bras. First of all, of all the bras out there in the world, these are the ones that are really, really, really worth getting fitted for. The reason is that, I'm gonna read you something that a literal bra expert sent me about strapless bras. Strapless bras do not always track to your regular bra size.
What?
Because they ain't got no straps.
Yeah.
And the straps serve a lot of important function. I mean, when mm-hmm. we went through the whole thing about fit, we talked about all the problems that can happen with fit, specifically that are just about straps.
Oh, that's true. Yeah.
Yeah. So when you take those away, and then basically what you're working with is just cup size and band size, things do change a little bit.
Hmm.
And we do tend to wear them in a way that's a little different from our regular bras in that, like, yeah, we're like doing the funky chicken.
Yeah.
And a bra with no strap, like, and you're sweating and you're throwing your hands up in the air and waving around like you just don't care.
We're
and
the whole place.
And
then, yeah.
So the fit stuff does get a little different. I'm going to get into that in just a second.
You need more support for a less supportive bra. It's a bad combination.
Yes, it's a really
society.
Really bad.
Yeah. But
damn it.
Good to get you.
The good news I have to deliver about mm-hmm. this, though, is that they can last a really long time because they do tend to be infrequently worn.
Mm, true.
Now, I have more bad news, though.
Mm.
You got to wash the strapless bra after every wear.
No.
Yeah, you do. And here's why.
I don't work for the strapless bra.
Yeah, you do.
And I do work for the strapless bra.
Well, but here's the thing. You don't have to. I mean,
yeah.
You could not. But here's why.
That's what I always say.
Here's why you should.
Mm-hmm.
Because you do want to make it last like a long time because they're a pain in the butt.
Buying a new one is even worse than washing an old one.
So yeah. If you go and you get fitted, barring a major size change, mm-hmm. You can get that bra, strapless bra that you've been fitted for. You can get like a good long use of it. Like my strapless bra is five and change years old.
Wow.
But I've probably only worn it five times.
Yeah.
And so it has a lifetime ahead of it.
Yeah. It's but a baby
yeah.
in this world.
The thing about washing it after everywhere is that you don't want to be storing it for a long time dirty. And so, you know, when we talk about the like
a year. Yeah.
Right. When we talk about the every three wears thing. Mm-hmm. You don't want to not wash the strapless bra for 3 years, even though you've only worn it three times,
mm-hmm.
because what's going to happen is it's going to sit around in your drawer or your floor, and I'm not going to think about that, with all of that body oil that it collected and dead skin and all that gross stuff too. And all of that stuff lingering inside the bra for an extended period of time is going to break the elastic down.
Oh.
So wash it after your wear. store it, then you also just know it's clean and it's not going to get discolored from, you know, if you sweat on it, which you will while you're doing that funky chicken, if you're doing it right, you've got the funk inside you are sweating while you're doing the funky chicken, the bra is probably going to be stained with sweat. And if it sits for a long time, those stains are going to become set in, and then your bra is going to be disgusting and you're going to be unhappy about it. So that brings me to this thing. If you don't want to go and get a fitting, I'm going to give you some tips about how to figure out getting a good fit on your own, and some like bra secrets that most people don't know, which is really nice. Usually, the problem with strapless bras and the slipping down, especially when you start sweating, is that the band size is too big.
Okay.
So, one tricky thing about that is that when you're shopping for a strapless bra, like, so I have a 34 band, right? When I'm shopping for a strapless bra on the tightest hook, a 34 feels like snug and I can jump around and be like, yep, this is right. Mm-hmm. But the minute I like get to that wedding and I start sweating, I should have sized down a little bit. So if you do end up with that problem and you're like, well, I've got this bra but actually it's turning out that when I am wearing it under funky chicken circumstances, it is too big of me. You can, drum roll please.
I wasn't good at that.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
You can take it and have it tailored. Oh, you can get a bra tailored.
I didn't even think that was good. I was like, is it paper clips? Is it a stapler? Yeah. Like, what's it going to be? Yeah.
Yeah. You can take a bra and have it tailored.
Do you just add extra hooks on the inside?
There are all different ways for bras to be tailored. Oh. And so, you know, some things that you can do are you can have the strap shortened. So, like, if you're like me and you have tiny bird shoulders and even, like, on the tightest hook, your straps are still slipping, the tailor can just take in like a half an inch off the non-slidey part.
Oh,
yeah. So that's for the straps. Sure. For the band, there are different ways to do it. There are actually extenders too. So if you've expanded, either because you've gained weight or because you've gained muscle or just because of a, you know, workout routine.
Got
that's
breast
like,
implants.
Yeah, or you got breasts, like whatever it is. Well, if you got breast implants, you're going to need a new cup size. That's cup size.
Fair.
But if you need a new band size and you really can't afford new bras, there are extenders that a tailor can put in. There are also extenders that you can just buy that hook onto either. They're like extra hooks.
Oh, yeah.
But what a tailor will do is either they'll move the hooks in or add more, or they'll actually just tailor the actual sides of the bands.
Cool.
So sort of the place where they'll take the fabric away, and I'm doing the charades right now, which is stupid because this is a podcast and you can't see me, but it's the part that's basically right at the back of your armpit.
Okay.
That's the place where they'll pinch the fabric in. So that's just a good tip for people to know. I mean, especially like when you do change sizes and you really can't afford to go buy new ones, if it's a band or a strap problem, the tailor is going to help. Unfortunately, not really going to help with the cup size. If you've outgrown your cups, you're kind of SOL. Mm. If you've shrunken, you can fill your cups.
Stuff your bra.
Basically stuff your bra. You basically get the silicone cutlets, which we're going to talk about the cutlets in the second part
section
of this podcast. Yeah. Why did I just lose words? Just a mini stroke.
See it just like go from your brain too.
Sometimes it happens. It's totally crazy.
I gotta say, like, not to get political, but I just think people should go to the tailor more. Like, the stuff they can do is crazy, and like it's not political. Yeah, that's legit. You were looking at me like very confused.
I'm still having the stroke.
You're like, what's going on? No, it's just like tailors do great stuff. No one's clothes ever fit because they're not made for you because, you know,
they're not made for anybody.
Because companies are bad. And that's, I guess, political. But, like, you know, you could, like, get your stuff refitted. When I lived in Asheville, I was friends with a very lovely tailor named Julie. And she would just, like, tailor
this stuff. She probably changed your life.
We were going to go through my closet and, like, fix all my clothes. But then instead I moved back to New York.
Yeah. Well, I'm happy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Julie. I won. All right. So here, I'm going to read this this email from, I literally call her my fairy bra mother. Her name is Mel. She's a bra fitter by trade. That's her job. She found me when I was writing that series on Jezebel about bras in 20, 13, 14, whenever it was, she actually got in touch with me and she was like, I'm a bra fitter if you need help. And I was like, whoa, wait, yes, I do. Yeah. And she was awesome. She just gave me so much information. And I actually specifically asked her, because this question from Esmeralda, not her real name, is actually quite old.
Mm.
But it was such a good one that I was like, when I was preparing this episode, I was like, oh, I know exactly the strapless bra question I'm going to use for this because I've remembered it. I actually emailed Mel to ask her for her input. And so here's what she said, because this is input that's general about strapless bras, not specific. It's specific to this problem and also general to help you guys think about the strapless bra issues. Okay, so here's what she said. Corset or long line type bras can help, as well as the sticky backless ones that work for some smaller busted folks, but may really irritate sensitive skin. Also making sure that the band is super, super snug and that there is more than ample room in the cup. Often, even if we have the client's right bra size, we will try going down in band size and up in cup size to get a good strapless fit. Which, if I haven't mentioned it before, going down in band size and up on cup is pretty much the Hail Mary of bra fitting. Bra bros, football reference for you,
yeah,
my friends. Also, like, isn't that going to be a great one to trot out on, like, a third date?
Yeah.
Like, do you know the Hail Mary of bra fitting?
It's like, and this date's over. Yeah.
Oh, my God. No, if a guy, like, came at me with, like, legit bra fit info on a third date, I would be like, oh, yeah.
This is it. Yeah.
This is it. I found my soulmate. Okay. Where was I? The Hail Mary of bra fitting. When nothing seems to be working, it's the go-to thing to try. So you guys just remember that. That is, I think that's like probably the best strapless bra tip you're going to get on this whole, actually maybe the tailoring. But
they're
both
good tips.
But to think about down in band size, but up in cup size.
Down in band, up in cup.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Up. It's yeah.
Up with cups.
Yeah.
Okay, Mel continues. Ladies should look for lots of structure in a strapless. It's a good sign if there are stays along the side a few inches past the cup, those things that look like a small vertical bit of encased underwire. The best strapless bra I've come across in a good long while is Wacol's Red Carpet strapless, but it can be hard to find in a small band with a small cup. But for a 32 C or D and up, I think it comes up to a 42 or 44 band and a G cup. It does a great job. A final important tip on strapless is this. Do not ever expect to have that same shaping as in a traditional bra. Oh my God, this is going to make you so mad, Meredith. I think you already know this, actually. And if you don't, you're going to be furious.
I'm excited.
Good. Yeah. You love a good fury. Even the model in the picture of the bra doesn't have that shape, not just because she is airbrushed, but because industry-wide, there is a very misleading practice when it comes to strapless bras that can have straps added. The model is photographed wearing the bra all strapped up, but they are later edited out. Meredith is violently shaking her head at me. So mad. So
they
mad.
Should go to jail. Go to jail.
Wait. Mel continues. This is legal as long as they describe it as a convertible strapless, not just a strapless bra. Victoria's Secret got outed for that one a while ago, but it is a widespread issue. As for your friend, I suspect she might actually need a 30 band, as do a lot of folks in 32s, which is sometimes hard to find outside of specialty shops or the internet. So a corset or bustier type contraption may be her best option.
You know I'm way back on the strap. Like, that is false advertising. Unless you can convert to, like, a human Photoshop. It's like, I'm still just generally mad that you, like, go to a store and you see a mannequin and it's, like, clipped in the back. It's always clipped in the back. It's like, your clothes don't even fit the mannequin. Like, make a different mannequin, for one. But, oh, my God, this makes me so mad. Okay, fine. You can continue telling people important information and I will just stew. It's ridiculous. Go to jail.
Lock them up.
Victoria's Secret is she's a liar.
Yeah, seriously. Indeed. Okay, so one quick thing before we kick to break. I want to mention, so Mel said corset or long line style bra. So long line is one word. So sometimes it's cheap, but technically it's one. That's the description for the kinds of strapless bras that have like a shelf underneath the cups and the underwire.
Oh, sure.
So it's like a not really a shelf, but like it's like an extra strip of fabric that comes down to like, they come in different lengths. Some of them go all the way down to your waist, but some of them are just like an inch or two thick. Mm-hmm. Those help strapless bras to stay in place. So if you're really having a hard time with strapless bras, look into the corset style or long line style. And when they say corset style, they're not like the
you're
like
not getting laced up in the
it's
back.
It's not the serving wench at King Richard's Fair corset. Okay.
Yeah.
So it's just an added piece of fabric below the underwire, usually an inch or two. Mm-hmm. It just helps to hold, basically, because it's just giving you a wider band. Yeah.
It's like hoisting you up.
Yeah, and it's
hoisting instead you up. Of the straps on the top, it's the hoist from the bottom.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
And it does help with the slippage thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Mayor and I will be right back with more about your bras. This is Ask a Theme Person, the podcast.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr. I'm joined by Meredith Haggerty.
We've been talking about... I don't know where that came from. I'm sorry. It's the last time, and I just feel like I'm really falling apart.
I had a stroke that episode. We're going to talk about bras. Bras. We're going to talk about nipples now.
I'm so excited after the tease from earlier. I finally calmed down about how Victoria's Secret's a liar, except now that I said it, I'm mad again. But we can continue. I want to hear about Jolie's nipples.
Okay. I'm going to have you read the question from Cecily.
Great.
And then I'm going to tell you about my nipples.
Yay. Cecily asks, are there any brands of pasties that are comfortable or reusable? I hate wearing a bra, but sometimes a girl needs some decorum.
I mean.
Yeah. Sometimes.
Sometimes.
Yeah.
You're in church. Yeah.
Occasionally. Yeah.
I forgot to tell you guys something pretty important about this episode. As I literally was just about to like stand up and walk to my refrigerator and get another LaCroix. I somehow forgot that I'm actually actively recording a podcast right now because we're recording in my apartment today.
I think so, that's why I feel sloppy too.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
It's much more professionalized when we have the headphones.
Yeah. Well, we have no headphones too. We're in my apartment, which is like a place that we are just shouting at each other usually.
Yeah.
Not usually with mics in front of us, but it's easy to forget they're here.
Yeah.
So you guys, if the audio quality today sounds a little different, that's why. Because our studio was having work done, and so we're recording at home. And I love being here.
Yeah.
But, like, I really did almost just, like, get up and just walk to the front.
There's nothing holding us here without the headphones. Like, I've definitely had the headphones remind me not to get up before. And I'm trying so hard not to, like, I don't know, make different noise. It's great.
Okay. All right. So now we're going to talk about nipple cover stuff. Here's my nipple problem. Okay. My nipple problem is this. I have noticed that when I work out, especially when I'm lifting, my nipples get hard. Or do you feel better now than I feel the world?
I mean, to be fair, this isn't the back half of this episode. Mine was right up top, but you know, we'll get there. Having basically never lifted anything, and as we covered last week, this is a new thing to me, so I'm excited to hear more.
So it's like it's embarrassing. Like
and those are like the number one bras that aren't gonna like you know keep people from knowing about that.
Yeah,
sports bras. Yeah,
yeah. So like I wear a sports bra and I wear a shirt, but like you can see it right through the shirt, and I literally have like been at the point where I'm like, do I need to start putting nipple covers on before I go to the gym to do my like
Band-Aids.
Insane Saturday lifting thing? Like this is mortifying. The thing is also, my it especially happens when I'm doing my Saturday lifting thing. And
you're just so happy to be
just
there.
So excited to be doing my Sunday 100s.
I am in shape.
Yeah, my Sunday 100s. So just so excited about those 100 squats that I'm going to do. But the thing is, what's bigger about it is that people, because it's kind of an insane workout, like people notice what I'm doing because it's not normal to do 100 knee ups or 100 bench dips. So like,
I don't know what any of these nouns are.
Yeah, she's just nodding bro-ishly at me. Mm-hmm. So the bros are always kind of like, I can always see them like kind of like looking over to be like, what is this crazy blonde broad with the hoops doing?
Do you wear your hoops to the gym?
Of course I wear the hoops to my hoops to the gym.
Bless you, Jolie.
I don't have them in today because I was like rushing out today to go to my trainer. Oh, sidebar also, I feel like we definitely have to talk about this in Chip Chat. My trainer is going to be leaving me, which I knew was, I knew it was coming. So like, this isn't a shock to me. It was just a question of when. Because he got a job with the sanitation department.
Oh, man.
I am so freaking excited to have an in at sanitation. Oh, you have no idea.
Finally.
I'm so excited. I can't wait for that. So anyway, so I have like literally been thinking, like, I'm like, I'm going to have to start wearing, either I'm going to have to find padded sports bras, which no.
Yeah.
No. Mm-hmm. I have one that's padded. It's like a halter, and it's a halter style. So it's like, it's just like, just boob everywhere. Or I was like, I'm gonna have to wear nipple covers at the gym.
It's a lot.
It feels like a lot.
I think you should just like let those nipples fly and be like,
I mean,
yeah,
I have been, but it's I'm like,
you have to change your attitude.
All right, bra bros,
you embrace it.
Okay, listen, here's what I need.
You should start turning to people and just being like, are your nipples hard? Oh my god, my nipples are so hard. That's what you should say.
I'm so hot for this.
You'll be like, right, I'm erect. Why aren't you?
No, I don't want that because every once in a while there's a guy who gets a boner at the gym and it just makes me like, because I'm fascinated by dicks, but I also like don't want to see them in the wild. Like, yeah, it's like a whole thing.
Not in those shorts.
All that. Okay. I'm going to deal with this. But yeah. My nipple
truly,
confession.
Thank you for sharing.
You're very,
like,
very
genuinely.
Welcome. You're very welcome. Okay. Oh no. Here's the thing I need because I'm needy and I need reassurance and blah blah. Bra bros, if you're listening, if you want to email me and tell me that guys think it's hot when women's nipples get hard when they're lifting heavy at the gym, then I'll just keep it. I'll be like, ooh, okay.
You just opened yourself up to so much.
No. Because okay. Here's the thing. There was one time that I confessed on the show that I've never gotten a dick pic.
Oh,
and,
man.
And I was like, and frankly, my feelings are hurt over it. And the host at the time was like, Joy, do you have to edit that out? You can't say that on a bot. Like, you're going to be deluged with dick. But I was like, no, I'm not.
I picture that somebody's just going to isolate that audio.
And I never got a dick pic. I still haven't gotten a dick pic.
Wow.
Never gotten a damn dick pic. Not a strange one. Not a familiar one. It hurts my damn feelings.
Yeah.
Is what it does.
I have a story I'll tell you later.
Okay, good.
Off the air.
Great. Very excited. Okay. So with that all out of the way, let us talk about nipple covers. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there are a couple different options. For nipple covers specifically, there are basically two types that you can get. You can get the silicone ones, or you can get the kind of fabric-y sticky ones. The silicone ones, like one of the most popular brands is called Pink Petals. They're like all over those are the things that people call the chicken cutlets. Mm-hmm. They come, I gotta tell you, they come in the quote unquote white nude. There are brands that are starting to roll out more skin tones, but that is an issue. If you guys know of brands that do offer a range of quote unquote nude skin tones, please let me know, because that's important to me. It's important to Mare.
Yeah. I was in Victoria's Secret last Friday because we, the rack team like went shopping for a brainstorming session, and they still don't have a range of nudes at Victoria's Secret. It's disgusting.
Crazy.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Wow, they're bad for so many reasons.
I know, we're really bad at it.
They, you know,
Victoria's Secret do not sponsor the show.
Yeah, you were going to, but now don't.
So the thing is, I think Pinky Petals now does have Brownie Petals.
Yeah. That's, I mean, yeah. I've always, but they're the ones that are like shaped
petals.
Like, yeah, rangy petals.
Rangy petals.
Yeah.
I think that they actually do now have them.
That's cool.
Yeah, so that's very cool.
They're then the ones that are shaped like flowers sometimes, though.
Those are. Petals.
Because that's like real cheesy. But,
yeah.
Okay.
Those actually are the petal shaped ones, mm-hmm. are the ones that fall into that second category that are more like the thin kind of fabric-y ones. Okay. And basically the difference between them is in coverage. So the silicone ones are going to provide a lot more nipple coverage, but they are thicker, which means that if you're wearing a very, very thin top, you probably are going to see the outline of the cutlet. So just to tell you that. Mm-hmm. The pasties, which is the other, the technical term for the other one. The problem with pasties is that when you say pasties, people think of the like sequin ones with the tassels, which I have those,
oh,
by the way.
Nice.
Yes, of course I do. But the other ones fall into the category of a pasty. Those are thinner, so they are not going to show through a thin material in terms of creating an outline for you. But the flip side is they're going to give you a lot less coverage.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
might have a nipple slip.
Yeah. So you might, they're, the thing is that they perform the same function, but in different ways. And they're, it depends on sort of what your, like, your wardrobe needs are. Mm-hmm. You might find that you have uses for both, or you might find that you really need one or the other. Okay. Those do have to be washed, but they are super, super easy to wash.
And they are reusable.
They are reusable.
What?
Yeah, they are reusable.
For some reason, I mean, I've never used them before. My boobs are too big.
Yeah, I was like, yeah.
So I don't know anything about them.
You would pose a challenge.
Yeah.
To those.
Here's a challenge for the pinky petals, people. My boobs.
Okay, which brings me to, before I get into the cleaning, I want to talk about one last style of bra that's related to these, because you clean them all in the same way, and that is the sticky bra. Mm. I have one of these. Mm-hmm. I have a crazy story about the sticky bra. It's not crazy, but like I had a crazy experience with the sticky bra, I guess is a better way to say it. So the brands that the sticky bras that you'll like usually find is New Bra, N-U-B-R-A, and Va Va Voom. I think that I have the Va Va Voom one, but they're basically the same. So what they are, they're strapless and they're backless. Huh. They're basically just two cups that are held together in the center gore with three laces.
Wow.
I literally was also just about to go up and walk to my bureau and pull it out and be like, here, Mayor, this is what it looks
like. I want to show you this in my house on the podcast so you can look at it. Yeah, that's great.
But that's what it looks like. And what you do, and the cups are sticky. And when I say sticky, I mean sticky.
Yeah.
Like real sticky. Like they have full on stickum on them. And in a way that the silicone ones don't. Mm-hmm. so I had to go to a wedding last fall in Dallas. Why do also all of my stories today have to do with Dad being in Dallas? Maybe I should just not be allowed back in Dallas. That's the answer. And I was planning to wear a dress that I think the previous time I wore it, I think I just went braless. And for this one, it was like, this wedding was at a country club, and I just was like, I should have a bra on for this one. Like,
that's generous of you, yeah.
The other one was, I mean, they were equally, like, beautiful in high-end weddings, but the other one was, like, in wine country, and it was outdoor. Like, I don't know, it was just a little bit more, like, I felt better about having my nipples roving in wine country than I did at, like, a very, very fancy.
Your nipples can rove all over wine
fancy,
country.
Fancy country club in Dallas. Mm-hmm. So because of the nature of the design of the dress.
They didn't even let nipples in until like 1962.
So the thing was, is that because of the design of the dress, I couldn't wear a strapless bra with it. So I was like, well, I'm going to have to get one of those sticky bras. And indeed I did. Well, trying to get into this thing on my own was a challenge because it is indeed very sticky, which is good. You want it to be. But, like, you put it on, and then to try to adjust it, you're, like, I mean, there was just so much going on. And the way that you, like, you tighten or untighten it is by pulling the laces. But I had pulled, like, way too tight, and, like, old Lefty was, like, up around my neck, and, like, Righty was exactly where I wanted her to be, and I had to wrestle old Lefty back into place, and he was mad. Oh, by the way, we gotta talk about that. That's bonus episode. I'm making a note, you guys. Lefty.
Talk about the genders of your breasts.
Righty. Well, because I actually just discovered it, like, a few months ago. I didn't realize that I had gendered them differently.
Yeah.
Relationships are wild. You learn so much about yourself. So I wrestle myself into the sticky bra. I go to the wedding. I get sweaty, and Lefty just is like making a run for it. I'm like in the bathroom, like just like, you know. Yeah.
Lefty's like, this has never felt right. And Reddy's like, I'm in right, like,
yeah. So that was my experience with the actual use of the sticky bra. But I have to say, like, it was pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean,
it stuck.
It stuck. And, like, yeah, I had to adjust it a few times, but, like, it didn't fall down on the dance floor. So that was good.
Yeah. That is more than I can say for a lot of strapless bras I've worn in my time.
And to be honest, like, if I had had a date, I mean, he would have just had a smashing old time before the wedding, because it would have been helpful to have someone help me get into the thing. Like,
yeah.
That's the thing. Like, it was really a four-handed operation.
It's funny because, like, we've progressed so far from, like, the corsets that you had to be laced into by a handmaiden, but, like, have we?
But
we really
not.
Haven't. Not at all. Like, not even kind of.
So here's the thing that about this bra. I was like, well, wait, how do I wash this?
Oh.
Because it has all the stickum on it, and I don't want to, like, the stickum is important to the function of the bra. And this is also important to, like, if you're going to buy one of these. It comes with a piece of plastic on the inside of the cups over the stickum. And you peel the plastic off and you stick it on Righty and Lefty and then wrestle. but it's really – and thank God I mean, my mind is just wired this way anyway. So, like, I kind of knew without knowing that you have to keep the plastic. So I would have
thrown that out so fast.
Right. That's exactly the thing. So I got back to the hotel room. I took the bra off. I stuck the plastic back on, packed, got back to New York, and was like, I don't know how to clean this thing. So I'm going to figure out how to clean it. Thank God my brain is wired the way it's wired. Because, indeed, the most critical thing about keeping your sticky bra is keeping that plastic and keeping it wrapped. So here is how you clean a sticky bra. That's the easiest thing in the world.
Number one, already be Jolie.
Well, no, I mean, that's the thing. I had to go look because I didn't know. And I was like, I don't want.
Yeah, but you kept the plastic. Yeah.
Well, yeah. But the washing, I'm like, I don't literally do not know how to wash this thing without damaging the stickum. And, like, I don't know if there are certain products that you can't use regular laundry detergent or blah, blah, blah. So here is the answer. It is so stupid easy. I mean, I probably could have figured this out, but you hand wash it in warm water with hand soap. It's literally like, hold it under the bathroom sink.
Just while you're washing your hands.
And massage a little
hand soap
into the cup, rinse it, and that's it.
And it stays sticky, though?
It stays sticky. So that's tiny, but tiny, tiny, tiny. Like, you guys, like a drop of hand soap, not like a big palmful of...
I'm always floored by how little of products you're supposed to use.
It's really wild. So that's it. You just lay the bra flat to dry, and then once it's dry, you'll put the plastic back on, and then you can store it, and that's okay. So that's your sticky bra thing. That same thing is exactly how you're going to wash your silicone cutlets, your pasties. Some of them are reusable, and some of them are not. Mm. The ones that are reusable, same thing. Just run them under some warm water, tiny little bit of hand soap. Little bit of liquid laundry detergent or Dr. Bronner's, like whatever it is that you have, rinse it, let it dry, and that's that.
Cool.
So,
and the ones that aren't, throw them out.
Right. So the thing is also that I'll just say is that, like, there are all of these kind of like DIY hacks. Like, the old way of dealing with it was putting Band-Aids on your nipples. And, like, there were things that I was seeing online about using panty liners. Don't do that. Don't do it. And here's why. They'll work. Like, if you're really in a pinch,
Sure. And you don't want your nipples to be in one. Yeah.
Then, I mean, okay, yeah, use the panty liner. But the reason why that's not ideal is that the shape of them isn't designed for...
Also, you might start, like, soaking things up. Like, I don't know, yeah.
I mean, the panty liner might be helpful in the summer. Like, it,
yeah, it actually like, would so, be great would for actually, sweat.
Like, so at the wet when you're doing the funky chicken, and I'll just, like, absorb all that sweat.
I don't know, maybe we should maybe test we this should. Out. Maybe that's genius.
Maybe I'll pitch you. Okay. So, yeah, I just want to mention that, like, of course, there are all these, like, DIY hacks and blah, 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 blah. But really, it's but for the use that most of us are going to have, which is realistically going to be, like, a wedding or a formal event, it's worth it to go and buy. They're not very expensive. They're all of these products are under $20. Well, except this. I think the sticky bar actually wasn't that expensive either. I think it was, like, $20 or $30. It was not that much.
That's so much less than a regular bra.
Yeah, it was really. It was not a huge investment.
Wow, maybe everybody, it people should wear sticky bras all the time.
Yeah. No, I would not write about it. You know that your nipples are covered in stickum.
Fair question.
Yes.
When you took it off, were you all sticky?
No.
Oh.
No.
That's interesting.
No.
I kind of assumed you'd be just like a little gluey.
A little tacky.
Like a light, a light tackiness.
Like, well, I mean, I was because I had been like
sweating.
Raging at a wedding in Texas with like a boatload of my friends.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, I didn't. I don't recall like noticing in particular anything like that.
No film.
So, yeah. So on that very nipply note, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast that brings Meredith's residency to an end. Thank you so much for being here,
thanks
my love.
Thanks for having
this
me.
It's been really, really fun. Hope you guys have enjoyed bra guests. I know that we really have. I hope it's been informative for those of you who wear bras and enjoyable and possibly informative for even for those of you who don't. If you like what you heard today and you want to hear about me gendering my breasts,
mm-hmm.
and who wouldn't want to hear that, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe in Acast or iTunes, leave a rating, and tell your pals about this weird little cleaning show that you love so much. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.